Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister here as we wrap up Fans in the Pro up until 6 o'clock on this Friday. Don't forget, thanks to all the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports team crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. That's magazinepizza.com. And hopefully the weather will slack off. It looks like it has. Tonight is Gleason Graw, the 12th Gleason Graw. It's at Generations Hall. Go to gleasongraw.org to get any information. Hopefully they got some tickets left, but man, it's such an uplifting thing to 12 years of what that man has given back, and you know, so much, and glad to see that's tonight. And
I think the patrons party starts at 7 o'clock,
right?
7 to 8, and then the regular Gleason Glaw regular tickets is from 8 to 11 at Generations Hall. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I think it's business casual, or you know, of course they'll accept you as you are, just like at the church, come as you are.
That's right.
But 12 years, fantastic job that Steve and his foundation, what they've been able to do. And, man, definitely, if you can get out, go out and support it.
I had talked to him prior to his diagnosis, and it was a story about him being just this kind of, you know, journeyman, probably wouldn't be on many NFL teams, but he's had that kind of desire and guts for a special team. This is before everything, right? I mean, we were walking up and down the canal. It's right around mid-city.
Long flowing locks. Guy, right? You know, long flowing hot locks. And it's just like, you know, I don't know if he's an outside linebacker. I don't know if he's a safety. You know, but I know one thing you're going to get from him. Steve is going to give you 100% everything that he had out on that field. And that's how he was able to carve out the special teams deal. And you're talking about when the rules were not in favor of a player, particularly on kickoff. And Steve would be the wedge buster. Every time he's running down, he is outman, outweighed. He's taking on three guys, and he is busting the wedge. And together, he's probably outweighed by 450 pounds. One guy alone probably weighed at least 275. Steve may have been 180, soaking wet.
You can't anoint special teams players.
No.
You can't just say, you're special teams. You got J.T. Gray, DeMarco Jackson, Andrew Dow.
It starts with some want to.
Right. That's what I mean.
It starts with some want to, and everybody don't want to.
Right.
And that's just being
Nephi
honest.
Sewell.
Yeah, it starts with some want to, and it's not easy.
Now,
and so when you can do that, most people may not respect you, but I can guarantee you, the guys on your team, oh, they respect you, particularly when you were taking on the wedge, and they outlawed that.
Dan, and ask you, because it means so little to me, talking about Xavier Worthy in a 4-2-1.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. That doesn't.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
that doesn't mean anything.
Did he say 4-2-1 or 4-1?
He said, I thought he said, I wrote down 4-2-1, but that doesn't mean anything.
Fast.
I mean, that's hard to imagine.
That is the fastest. I mean, that is fast. Now, he young man that played at Texas, he can fly.
Yeah.
You got to get your hands on him. You know, because.
They love to jet sweep him, too.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
And so if I get jet sweep, I want to get more to my hands on him, because if I can catch him before he gets going, you just want to get him the ball, because he is so fast. He's so explosive. But he's light. And that's why I said you got to get your hands on him, because you can knock him off. And then that's the other part that he spoke about. If they can limit him to 20 plays, then he is going to be able to hit pretty fast every time. With losing Rice and some other guys, I don't know if he can get the top speed enough. And that's where I can beat him up a little bit. And he's not going to get looks every play. But there's not many plays where I'm going to say, hey, look, Xavier or Worthy, I'm going to just let you have free access and let you be able to blow by me. Now, I want to get my hands on you, and I got to know that my safety's got to be over the top.
And it's amazing. We'll have to wait and see, because they got another receiver hurt. They still have Juju
Smith-Schuster. Yeah, you got Juju.
And you got Jalen, I believe, Watson.
None of them scare me like Worthy.
No, yeah, good gosh. So anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back, get our final thoughts here as we work our way to 6 o'clock. Saints in Kansas City, 2-2 versus 4-0. Then the Saints come home for two, right? This game can kind of set the stage. You go up and steal one against the AFC, come back, you're 3-2 with two home games, one of them being Tampa, one of them being Sean. Who knows?